Chapter 8. Joe's Hair. "Joe, your hair," Mrs. March said. Joe's hair was very short. "What did you do?"
The letter arrived in early November. Lori was at the March house with the girls and their mother. The letter said, "Mrs. March, Mr. March is in Washington, and he is very sick. Please come quickly. From S. Hale." The girls were very unhappy. Mrs. March's face was white. "Children, listen to me," she said. "Help me, please. Lori, please write to Mr. Hale. I'm going to take the morning train." "Yes, Mrs. March," Lori said. "Joe, take a letter to Aunt March. I'm going to ask her for money. Beth, ask Mr. Lawrence for food and drink for Mr. March. Amy, get my black bag. Meg, come and help me." Later, Mr. Brooke came to the house. He said to Meg,
"Miss March, I want to go with your mother tomorrow. I can do some work for Mr. Lawrence in Washington, too."
"Thank you," Meg said. "Mother would like that." Mrs. March came in.
"Yes, thank you, Mr. Brooke," she said.
Then she asked, "Where's Joe?" The front door opened. It was Joe.
"Joe! Your hair!"
Mrs. March said. Joe's hair was very short.
"What did you do?"
"Aunt March is reading your letter," she said. "But here's some money for Father from me. I went to a man in town. He buys hair."
"Oh, Joe, thank you," Mrs. March said. "I love you for this."
Joe smiled at her mother, but that night she didn't sleep.
"What's wrong, Joe?" Meg asked.
"My hair,"
Joe said. Her eyes were red.
"My hair."